Now it's time for Question of the Week, and Laura Brooks has been seeking to please by answering this question from Josh.
Do animals ever experience the placebo effect? For example, pets who have previously had successful veterinary interventions.
Could your pet be fooled by fake pills? To find out, I spoke to Eleanor Drinkwater, researcher in animal behaviour at the University of York.
When talking about the placebo effect, we tend to think of cases where just the belief in a treatment can make you feel a certain way, even when the treatment has no actual effect. It therefore seems counterintuitive to think of animals showing a placebo effect when they do not necessarily understand the aim of the treatment and can't therefore show belief in the outcome. However, current research suggests that the placebo effect is not just caused by one mechanism, but rather by a range of different mechanisms. One mechanism in particular for which there is strong evidence in animals is conditioning. In conditioning, an active substance which elicits a response can be repeatedly paired with an inactive substance, like a smell or a taste. Eventually, the inactive substance alone can elicit the response of the active substance. One great example is actually the first description of this from Pavlov, who's very famous for his experiments in dogs. Now, in this particular experiment, he would place a dog in a chamber and inject it with morphine. After a few days of injections, he found that just placing the dog in the chamber would result in the dog physiologically reacting as if it had been injected.
It seems that, with conditioning, dogs can experience placebo effects. And if that isn't surprising enough, Eleanor told me that, at least in rats, it can go as far as altering immune function.
One incredible example of this was shown by Ader and Cohen back in 1975. In their remarkable study in rats, they showed that by pairing a distinctive taste with injections of immunosuppressant, they could condition an association between the taste and the change in the immune system. This meant that the conditioned rats would show a dampened immune response if they were given the taste alone, even without the active immunosuppressant. So, overall, while it might be difficult to determine if animals can show a placebo effect through certain mechanisms like expectancy or belief, there is strong evidence for animals exhibiting the placebo effect through other mechanisms like conditioning.
Well, there you have it. Thanks, Eleanor. And next time, we'll be answering this question from Gareth.
Is it plausible to draw any kind of link between nuclear tests by countries like North Korea and the prevalence of earthquakes? Could there be a link?
If you know the answer to Gareth's question, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum.
And that brings us to the end this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills for putting the programme together, Ginny for helping to present it, and to you for listening to it. Do join us next week when we're going to be offering you a little light relief. Intrigued? You'll have to find out what that's all about. If you have any questions for us in the meantime, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University, and it's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC, and Rolls-Royce. Until next time, goodbye.